Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 10:10 a.m. on my Bicardo Jewelers watch this beautiful Friday, November 21, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Vasiliga and his great Vasiliga hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John, we lost them. But celebrate them. Joseph Herman, Linwood, Hanover Township. Hugh Rogers, Scranton, PA. Richard Figler, Old Forge. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you, other than the leaf filter commercials, apparently. Somebody said, during political season, we get abused with all those ads, so give us a break. It has nothing to do with me. Don't take it out on me. I'm just begging you. I have to listen to it, too. Somebody said, I think we should have a leaf filter-free half hour co-hosted by you and Lorraine and maybe the Bulldog. Maybe the Bulldog. He raised his eyebrow at that. So anyway, yeah, there's irritating commercials, but if you remember them and you're not too aggravated, you know. Mr. Paul texted in. He said what Rush actually said, and it was paraphrased last hour, was that politics is show business for ugly people. Yes. Oh, Lord. Yeah, so our boy king, Lackawanna County Commissioner Billy Gaughan, he's down at the airport board meeting and votes against having a police presence at the airport. Do you see the left-wing insanity that he's trying to visit on all of us? Holy cow. He's just dumb. He's dumb. He's got no background in security. Zero. Zero. He has no idea what he's talking about. Wow. That's scary stuff, man. To be that dumb, but to keep talking. That's Bill Gahan. He's driving everybody crazy. It's a 5-1 vote. When there's a 5-1 vote on the airport board, you pretty much know that you're wrong. Somebody said, if I see a leaf filter truck going down my street, I will egg it. Well, let me say this, though. I'm not defending. I'm going to have to, or the landscaper, or somebody's going to have to pull the leaves out of my gutters. I'm seriously considering using it. So, it has value. That's all I'm going to tell you. We could get excited about the whole thing, but come on. They're just trying to turn a buck. And they've got a good product. They do. Somebody says, isn't it amazing these politicians that are going to be leaving office get to vote on all these things that affect us after they are gone? I know. Those lame duck periods are a little bit dangerous. They always have been. And that's why, based upon the lack of action by Herbert Hoover during the Great Depression, they moved the swearing in of the president to January 20th from March. Imagine how long that was. But, I mean, at that time, when the March swearing in was set, it might take you a month to get to the Capitol. Yeah, but interesting. All right, let's go to the blower right now. William from Scranton. William, do I have you, or is he on hold, Bulldog? There he is. William, how are you? William, are you there? William?
Yes.
All right. Am I having problems pressing the wrong button? How are you?
Good, good. I just witnessed an accident.
Bad?
Well, everybody seems to be okay. It was on the corner of Joe Biden Street in Washington Ave, and an elderly gentleman, a young lady, and her child in a truck, 3 years old, toddler probably, and a person who smashed into them, or they smashed together, seemed to be a Latino.
Thought you were leading into a joke there, William.
No.
I actually chuckled in advance. So, okay, you actually saw an accident happen. Wow.
And the guy gets out, doesn't care about the people in the other vehicle, straps his little hoodie on thing, and takes off like a rocket.
Out of the car.
From the scene of the crime. Yeah.
So he leaves his car. His vehicle.
Just ran off down the street.
I wonder why.
You never know. He could be an illegal driver, or he might, you know. I'm just saying. I said to the people who actually saw the guy take off, I saw him running away. I'm like, what's going on there?
Yeah.
So I went over, and I said, what's going on? I said, well, what did he look like? You know, and they said he was like a Latino guy, just got out of the car, ran like a rabbit. So, I may be stereotyping, but hey, what if that 3-year-old got killed?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't care about the people in the car, just ran, you know? So when people say, hey, it doesn't affect me, it doesn't affect us, it doesn't affect our area.
Ask the people that have been affected. Now there's a flip side to that coin, obviously, and I don't know why they couldn't come here legally. But, you know, when somebody's doing landscaping or whatever, very often there may be illegals working, and they work like dogs. They really work hard. And I'm like, that's the kind of people we want in the country. We just want them in the right way. We're not asking much.
Correct. And to boot, wherever you come from, it doesn't matter. But I'll tell you what, if you leave in a country because of the way it is, don't bring your...
I know.
You know, why you're leaving to our country, capitalize on it here. It's ridiculous.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
All right, Bob. Well, I'm glad I got through it.
It's funny. It's funny. It is funny, but not like funny. Ha ha. Yeah. Very strange.
Right. And to throw icing on the cake is tapping on Joe Biden's street. Yeah, ain't that ironic?
How I drive on that. I don't even call it that. It's Spruce Street. I'm done. When I talk about Picardo's, I say Spruce Street and Jefferson Avenue. That's it. No more Biden nonsense.
They put the sign up the wrong way illegally. They didn't vote on it. So why can't we just undo it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, with this right. governor, it won't happen. And with this mayor, it won't happen.
I got one more thing, Bob.
Shoot.
Somebody was supposed to hand off to you a CD of some songs. I don't know if you ever got them.
What were the songs? I did get one not long ago.
Patriotic.
I think I did.
All right. Now, that was just a scratch. I got the finished product. And it's awesome.
I'd love to hear it.
I would love you to play it. You know, so
we don't have. You're not going to believe this. We don't have a CD player in the studio. We'll figure it out though. The Bulldogs are going to have to figure it out.
Listen, you don't have the good CD. I can email you the good song.
If you email me the songs, that's easier.
Excellent.
All right. Great.
Excellent.
You have the address?
No, I have no clue how to.
Well, you may not be able to write now, but because you're in the middle of a crime scene, but it's robert.cordaro, CORDARO.
Okay.
At Audacy, AUDACY.com.
You got it. Robert.cordaro at Audacy.
At Audacy.com. Yes.
All right.
Right, Bulldog? That's the address, right? Yeah, that's the address. All right.
You got it, my friend. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it, William. All right, man.
All righty. Bye-bye. <We'll>,
running from the car. We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, T-Rex, Murph tells us, this date, 1969, they played at the Free Trade Hall, Manchester, England. Bang-a-gong. And of course, 1931. Well, nobody listening remembers that. But the Universal horror film Frankenstein, starring Boris Karloff, who's my favorite since he did The Grinch, as the monster, and Colin Clive as his creator, first released. How about that? Bulldog found that. That's pretty neat. Hey, Mark Mayer says, it's Fuzzy Wuzzy Friday. somebody said the ad for Frankenstein could also be about Joe Biden. <I know. laughs> Somebody else takes it as a crossing guard in an area school district. The worst drivers are from New York and New Jersey. Illegals are a close second. Somebody else says, I'd like to know how that guy knows Ron was on a ladder just by hearing all that noise. I know. Oh, Lord. Bob, problem is if you listen via stream, you hear the same few commercials over and over again and over again and over again, says Navy Guy. Cabinet Guy says, I'm sure you'll get a discount. I doubt it. Somebody says, stop now, you're a leaf filter ad. Okay. I know, we don't need to be reminded of it. But here's the old advertising maxim. Just when you're getting nauseous from hearing something, they're starting to listen to it. And they've taken it a little too far, though, haven't they? Luciano from Pittston. How are you, Luciano?
Bob, thank you for taking my call. Let me just quickly say that there's a lot, as you know, there's a lot of prisoners that are highly educated and hardworking, and we're hardworking. And so that nonsense about, brother, I say this with love, that hardworking attitude about people, hardworking illegal migrants, whatever word you want to give them, it's horse manure, because as you know, you've been around prisoners. I lived on the streets. I met highly educated, very hardworking before they committed a crime, Bob.
Luciano, my only point was this, that the vast majority of them want to come here for a free, not for free things, but for a better life. And they've struggled hard to get here. And I just say this, though. Then why don't we do that? Make them do it the right way. They'll still come. We'll still have substantial immigration. Illegal immigration should be a non-starter because it's illegal.
Well, Bob, let me just say this. Bundy was highly educated. He was hardworking, and he was a serial killer. Let me tell you what happened in California, and this is not unusual. I met a person that... he was seriously injured because an undocumented migrant was driving with an expired fake social, a fake ID, driver's license. It's finally Pennsylvania. I said this to your call screener. I've said this to many people, and many Chicanos and Puerto Ricans and Cubans know this is true. Many, finally, United States, with the help of Donald Trump's administration, finding out that migrants are walking. You can get fake Social Security card, fake ID, picture ID for probably $450 in North Philly around Diamond Susquehanna from gang members.
Well,
and Bob, if you know that, that is a felony. You're a trained lawyer. That is a felony, not a misdemeanor, driving without with wrong ID.
Well, Stacey Garrity, our treasurer, who's running against Shapiro next year, she will be on at 11 o'clock today. She's going to talk about the $75 million loss of funds that Pennsylvania faces because our governor, the phony moderate, he's a flaming left-winger, he has issued thousands of driver's licenses to illegals, 12 of whom were just captured in Oklahoma. And he's putting all of us at risk. He's also the guy who will not check. And there are reports that up to 17% of our Medicaid recipients are illegal also. And he refuses to have his agencies check. And we're going to lose money because of this fool.
One last statement. All the Republican states, Oklahoma, et cetera, Georgia, Alabama, all 21 or 29 Republican states put stringent rules and regulations against migrants. Pennsylvania is one of 11 states that still allow migrants. They're getting all the East Coast states like New York, Pennsylvania, yep. Connecticut, New Jersey, et cetera, California, Seattle, Washington, with a second socialist mayor that they hired. And you know, socialist mayor in Seattle, Washington.
Yep.
So Mandami, when you go see Donald Trump, he said it on a talk radio
socialists.
Station.
Socialist is a mild word. They're communists. That's what they are.
Absolutely, Bob. Thank you. Forgive me for my, I get angry because I told you I met a lady in California. She was hit by a migrant. He had no ID, no social security card. He's driving with a fake driver's license. He put her in a wheelchair, Bob, about 12 years ago. Freaking illegal. Yep. Pardon my French. Have a good day, Bob.
All right, man. Thanks, Luciano. We've got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. Then we're going to have a veterans tribute. We'll have the weather. And then the pie man cometh. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our man, John Basiliga. Featuring today, just one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality. We mentioned the bar restaurants, the Old Brook Inn, the Far Street Tavern, the Queen City Tavern. Well, guess what? Fine dining like you've never had it before. In a modern take. I'll be visiting there this weekend, probably multiple times. Aterra 519. It's amazing. Glittering. Beautiful. Food is outstanding. The service. Personalities. All there, baby. And then you want an old school take on the same concept? The Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. You'll feel like you're in another era. Feel like a coal baron. Hugh Rogers. Mr. Rogers died unexpectedly on October 31st. Born in Scranton, PA, raised in nearby Dunmore. He attended St. Paul's and then Scranton Preparatory, graduating in 1960. He got a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Scranton in 1965. After completing officer candidate school in Rhode Island, Hugh spent 3 years as a Navy officer, including serving aboard the USS Bexar in Vietnam. He later spent several years in the Navy Reserves. 1969, he joined Ryder Truck Rental in Reading, PA. He served later as manager of the firm in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and then as head of the Ryder Division out of the Scranton area. In the late 70s, he became district manager of Ryder Systems for the New York, New Jersey area, retiring from that post in 2004. When his town started a local TV channel, Hugh hosted his own show for a period of time. He was an active member of The Hobbyist, an organization of retired men, and played in the group's tennis and bowling leagues. He and his wife, Meg O'Brien Rogers, who passed away in 2018, enjoyed traveling Europe, Middle East, South America, East Asia, Australia, New Zealand. He's survived by his daughter, Maggie White, his son, John White, and their children, his grandchildren, as well as his son, Zeke Rogers, and many other family members. Hugh Rogers, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast, meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, cloudy with drizzle, 48 degrees, 42 outside the studio right now. Tonight, cloudy with rain, low 42. Saturday, rain tapering off in the morning, then breaks of clouds and sun, high 50. Sunday, partly sunny, 48. I don't know. I just never ceases to amuse. Well, that all means the pie man cometh. How are you, Peter Delaporta?
Robert! How you doing?
Doing great. Always better when you're around.
stay with you, Bob. I'm glad we didn't put Fetterman on. I think we need to find another Democrat to pick on.
Well, no, I think it's funny. It's you know, right. I think he probably think it was funny.
Right? Yeah. I would like to hear the tape of John Kennedy saying Jasmine Crockett and AOC are the reasons why they put directions on a shampoo bottle.
I know. Rinse and repeat. Dear Lord, I don't think they'd understand that. Well, Pie Man, we got the Eagles game coming up. Another big one.
Yeah, we got lots coming the upcoming week, Bob.
Talk to me.
Okay, we got the first place Eagles at 8-2 are visiting the second place NFC Dallas Cowboys, who are 4-5-1 at Dallas, the AT&T Stadium, for a Week 12 division matchup, 4:30 on Sunday. The Eagles now have four straight wins. Last week, they beat the Lions in a 16-9 in an absolute defensive war. It was another win for the defense. They're incredible. I think they have the best defense in Eagles history, certainly the best in the NFL. They made the key stops when they had to. The Lions were only 3-for-13 on third downs, 0-for-5, Bob, on fourth down conversions, 0-for-1 in the red zone, and 5 batted passes, and relentless pressure on the quarterback with 2 sacks. Your Goff partner is unquestionably Nick Fangio, the best defensive coordinator in the NFL.
And we love that the Eagles have him. We love the Eagles have him.
Oh, he just, the adjustments he makes is just incredible. And this new guy they brought in, Jalen Phillips, is playing incredibly. You know, Jalen Phillips was picked by Vic Fangio down in Miami, first round.
Okay.
And now he's followed him up to the Eagles, and he's made such a difference.
All right, well, let's get to the ball game. What's going to happen Sunday?
Okay, well, the offense is struggling again. They only put up 16 points despite defensive turnovers the defense made. Penalties plagued them again. They had 9 penalties for 78 yards, and the offensive line is full of injuries, including Lane Johnson going off with a foot injury. Maybe he's out for the season. You know, the Eagles should win, but, you know, in a division rival game, there's always a level of intensity, and this one's likely to be a slugfest. Dallas, you know, they have 2 great running backs, and Dak Prescott is always a threat. So my predictions, Bob, they can't take this one too lightly. You know, they did that against the Giants. And the Giants roundly beat them at 34-17.
Mm-hmm.
The spread is 3.5. Over-under's 46.5. And I have the Eagles winning, moving to 9-2 in another defensive battle, low-scoring game, 21-14.
All right. The Pie Man. Our guy, I'll tell you, our guys, you and Chet Parlavecchio and Sid Helton, you call it like you see it, and you stick your neck out. I love it.
Two guys. Now, next week, Bob, we have a very short week where the 7-3 first-place Bears come to Philly on Friday.
Yeah, so we got to do Wednesday, Pie Man.
Thanksgiving for a 3 o'clock game.
So we'll
that should be a war.
We'll do a Wednesday Pie Man cometh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, I want to make the point that the Eagles, these wins, you know, are important because they need to get that home field advantage, which makes such a difference in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, they're targeting again, playing the Rams again in the playoffs. Now, they've had the Rams number, but, you know, again, home field advantage makes, you know, all the difference in the world.
By the way, I love this, the NFL going with Friday, Black Friday games, because I don't shop. I'm totally uninterested in Black Friday, but I'm very interested in NFL and beer.
Right.
Or scotch, whichever.
Yeah, while you're on Amazon getting all the deals.
I won't be on Amazon. I won't be at a store. Those things I can promise you.
Right.
All right, man. Well, we'll talk to you next Wednesday. We'll see how this one turns out.
All right. Well, Bob, I want to wish you and your great family a happy Thanksgiving, and fly, Eagles, fly.
All right, man. The Pie Man cometh, the Pie Man speaketh, and now the Pie Man goeth. All right, brother. Have a great weekend.
All right, brother.
We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Remember that song? The Partridge Family. They moved to number one with their hit, I Think I Love You, Murph tells us, just 2 months after the show premiered. Now, I used to watch the Partridge Family, and I was a half-assed drummer. Danny Bonaduce played the drums. I mean, I remember the show. But the first album I bought was Steppenwolf Live. It was not the Partridge Family, I can assure you. And before that on the history, this date, 1963, U.S. President John F. Kennedy flies to Texas He speaks at the dedication of the Aerospace Medical Health Center at Brooks Air Force Base, San Antonio, Texas. He's to be killed the next day. We'll be off air, so we won't be able to do any of that. Bulldog, maybe we should pull out at least the Cronkite thing, since we're not going to be here for tomorrow for the anniversary of the assassination. Stacey Garrity and her gang are in the studio here. We're going to talk to her after the news. But first of all, I might as well say hello while you're here, Stacey.
Hey, Bobby. Great to be with you.
It's good to see you. And I told her how insane she is to be running for statewide office again. But you know what? I've told you this off air. It's the same thing I believe. I think a traditional sort of straightforward candidate was not going to beat Shapiro. But I think you're the zag. And I think you can win it. I really do. But the Republicans better wake up after this last election and realize what's at stake and what they have to do. But we'll be talking to Stacey Garrity, our great state treasurer, after the news. A couple other guys. I pictured the lights dimmed and Barry White in the background listening to the Pie Man gushing over the Eagles defense. Somebody else said, Bob, the leaf filter and the Bowman commercial should combine, and Ron could fall off the ladder due to the arrow. somebody else, that real irony of that accident, that's the one that we got called in by William, is that two presidents couldn't be farther apart and the streets intersect. I know, Washington and Biden. We got to get rid of the street name. It's actually a complete disgrace. And isn't it appropriate that the runaway, who may be an illegal alien, we can only guess, just to update all of you, one of our great listeners called in and said, I just saw an accident on North Washington and Spruce Street, Biden Street. And the driver who hit the small family, as soon as the car stopped, he got out and just ran away. We're thinking... We're thinking, well, I wonder why, you know, anyway. Wait a minute, somebody's saying that Danny Bonaduce played the bass and Chris was the drummer. But Poet Joe says the same thing. Really? I was sure Danny Bonaduce played. Do you remember this, Stacey? Remember the Partridge Family?
I think I love you. Yes.
But.
I do remember.
Didn't Danny Bonaduce play the drums?
I thought he did, but that's so long ago. Oh my gosh.
I'm
I used to watch the Partridge Family.
Yeah. Well, consider me confused at this point. Not that it has any significance of any kind, but yeah. How about that? All right. I don't know. But I just gotta say that the leaf blower or leaf filter commercial that we air. Look at their panis. Hang in there. We'll get through it. They do need a different commercial. They should mix it up a little bit. Tenor Jim from Wilkes-Barre says, Bob, please convey the following to our least favorite advertiser. Leave us alone. Very clever. Thank you. So, Stacey, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but I know you follow what's happening in Washington.
I do.
And we had this, what's her name, Crockett? I've talked, Jasmine Crockett. Did you hear her statement?
That no.
She made a statement at a hearing, and she went through a list. They're trying to, the Democrats are trying to fight back on this Jeffrey Epstein stuff. And she runs through a list of people who took, Republicans, who took money from Jeffrey Epstein. It wasn't the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. It was people named Jeffrey Epstein.
I did see that. That was crazy. I don't know why they're even making such a big deal about it. If they could have linked Donald Trump to Jeffrey Epstein, don't you think they would have done that during the Biden administration?
Without doubt.
100%.
It's these things are so obvious, but the today's Democrat leadership gets a narrative and they will slavishly hold on to it no matter what it is. And then as soon as that blows up, they go to the next. This seamlessly.
Agreed. And I don't think they give the American people enough credit, because I think most people see right through that.
I hope so, man. I hope. Well, I mean, the key to this race, and we'll talk about it when we come back, the key to your race for governor is that this guy's got to be exposed. Shapiro's got to be exposed for the phony that he is.
Absolutely.
And I think you're the right poi, the right person to do it. I really do. By the way, somebody else told me that the little boy, the smallest kid, played the drums, not Danny Bonaduce. So I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I'll stand corrected. That's Mr. Paul, my executive producer. So as soon as he says it, and about five others of you texted in on it, I realize I don't got it. All right, my Bucardo Jewelers watch tells me that it's 10 o'clock and or 11 o'clock and change. So that means we've got to go to the news. We'll do all of that and come back with Stacey Garrity, our state treasurer, our candidate for governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.